BMW's return to Formula One racing in 2000 gave enthusiasts more than just a reason to cheer on Sunday. It gave them an opportunity to buy a new M5 or M6 powered by a V10 not unlike the one in the F1 cars. BMW's racing V10 engines were acknowledged as F1's most powerful, particularly the P85 engine designed by Heinz Paschen. That 187-pound marvel displaced 3 liters, revved 20,000 RPM, and put out nearly 1,000 horsepower. Its legacy was the S85 V10 that powered this M5. The S85's pieces were cast in BMW's F1 engine foundry, and it borrowed the bedplate design of its lower crankcase half from the P85. Since the S85 had to last longer than a race weekend, it weighed 582 pounds and displaced 5 liters, so its dimensions were nearly identical to the previous M5's V8, but it delivered 100 additional horsepower, making 507 at 7,750 RPM. So the S85 was a screamer that could propel the 4,000-pound M5 to 62 miles per hour in just 4.7 rated seconds on its way to an electronically limited top speed of 155. Delimited, it's good for about 200. The E60 M5 took more than its engine from F1. It used the F1-derived SMG3 transmission, which reduced shift speeds and included launch control. Also new was M-Dynamic Mode. Over 20,000 customers purchased this car, whose price began at $82,000, and nearly half were sold in the U.S., although U.S. customers weren't offered the wagon style. But only U.S. customers could order a 6-speed manual. That transmission highlighted the importance of the U.S. market. 1,366 U.S. M5 buyers chose the 3-pedal option. That manual transmission was crucial for Alan Silverstein, the owner of this car here, the 2007 model. The combination of a manual transmission and a big, exotic 4-door sedan really appealed to me, Alan says. This M5 is featuring Indianapolis red leather under Silverstone II metallic paint. Sold by Autos BMW in Westchester, Pennsylvania, where it returned in 2010, Alan went to see it and 2 hours later was driving the M5 home, just intoxicated by its V10 engine. It's now his weekend car. It is unique, he says. If I could keep just one car, it would be the M5.